rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
For nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel
in. Put out all points bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention.
A new world order.
Attention.
Government is
an emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones, Dutch Jones
radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Greetings and salutations. It is the 25th of January, 2011. I just got a cold immediately here. So my sinus is in the frontal lobe, so I sound really funny. Lou's adjusting some stuff here for me. And this is the Dutch Jones radio program. We are live right now on this day. Do not call into the numbers that we give out if it is not live, because there's nobody here to pick it up, and the numbers that we have are also used for the library here. Right now, I'm going to click this button, and without further ado, we've got a Shauna Ford case update. Are you there, Lane?
Yes, I am, Dad.
Okay, good. I'm just going to let you go. I didn't check my email, but I just saw that you were removed from the court. Is that where you want to start?
Yeah, that's correct. I was in the courtroom today, and I never even got to hear opening arguments. I didn't even see the jury. They weren't checking ID or anything. I just walked in, and amazingly, Shauna Ford's trial was very poorly attended. I was really shocked. It was mostly, there were like maybe five spectators in the room. The media gallery was full, which was, what, all of 10 seats or something like that. And everybody else in the courtroom was, witnesses, cops, and people like that. Bottom line, Shauna didn't have any friends in the courtroom today except for me. And I find that very disappointing. There were plenty of empty seats, and I know there are people out there that support Shauna, but we need people in Tucson to start going to her trial so that the public can see that she has support. She's
sure.
Not there alone.
Sure.
Well, and I looked at her today, and she doesn't look good at all, unfortunately.
Really?
I mean, they allowed her to put makeup on before the jury came in. She managed to do that, but this poor girl looks like she didn't sleep at all last night, and she sent me a letter just recently saying that she's getting a root canal.
Wow.
And that they got her on antibiotics and pain medication, so maybe that's part of the problem. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't imagine anybody in a trial like this would get much sleep. I know I wouldn't.
Yeah, and she said her attorney was going to buy her a suit, and he bought her something that was ugly and didn't fit her properly.
Figures.
So, the fix is in.
Yeah.
What else can I say? And it was her attorney who pointed out that I was sitting in the courtroom, and before the trial proceeded, they had to get rid of those witnesses. I don't think Eric Larson likes the fact that I filed a bar complaint against him.
Now, wait a minute. They removed you because you're potentially a witness? Is that what they were claiming?
That's what they claimed, and the weird thing about it was that I talked to Shauna a couple of days ago, and she said, you're not a witness for us, and she said, you're not going to be called as a witness for the prosecution. And so, actually, I had an email right here from Kelly Johnson, the prosecutor, and I'm going to read it to you. I said I expressed concerns about what time I would be needed and whether or not I'd be able to make it to Tucson, because I've been having truck trouble lately. And she said, right now I cannot give you an exact date and time. There are still a few things up in the air about scheduling and specific start dates for testimony. It could work out that we won't need you at all.
So
the bottom line is the coordinator of the Committee for Justice for Shauna Ford said to me a year ago, they're just putting you on the witness list so they can keep you from attending the trial.
There you go. That's a way to gag you so you can't be in there.
Bingo. I don't know anything. I didn't commit a crime. I didn't see anybody commit a crime. I didn't hear anybody talk about a crime. any testimony that I could possibly give would be a wash. It wouldn't help Shauna, but it wouldn't hurt her either.
Yeah.
So they're just doing this because they can. Just like the prosecutor harassed me for copies of Shauna's letters to me.
Right.
He harassed me for that. And you know what? I went in the clerk's office today. I figured, well, I can't do much else. I'm going to go through some paperwork and see what kind of paperwork's been filed on this case. And apparently some outgoing letters that Shauna sent to some people, not to me, were seized by the jail. They were seized. This is what's in the motions filed by the prosecutor and her attorney. So this tells me they're reading all of her outgoing mail. And as a matter of fact, the second to last letter I got from Shauna, it had skid marks from three rubber rollers on the backside of it.
Huh.
Now, doesn't that tell you that they're putting it through a scanner and they're making copies of everything?
Yeah, they're doing something with her mail.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't see how three rubber skid marks could get on Shauna's mail. I'm sure she wouldn't put that on there. So basically, the prosecutor's done nothing but harass me because they know I'm on Shauna's side, so I'm an easy target for them. And the other thing that's interesting is that I saw all the motions her attorneys filed saying, Shauna Ford can't possibly get a fair trial, and they filed like 8 pages of reasons why she couldn't get a fair trial in Tucson. A couple of motions for that and for continuances and everything else. The judge denied the change of venue. But, you know, here's the weird thing. Her attorney still went ahead with the trial. On with the show!
Yeah, rather than putting up a fight to continue with motion after motion.
They didn't appeal the denial of the motion for change of venue. They did not appeal it. You can appeal a ham sandwich. First-year law students know that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like you said, it sounds like the fix is in. Have the charges changed at all since we last spoke last week?
Maybe a little tiny bit. I don't think they're accusing her of being the mastermind of the murders, but more like an accessory or something like that.
Is she still facing capital punishment?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So it doesn't really matter what they finagled. They're still trying to kill this woman for standing on the border.
Yeah, they're trying to terminate her because of their extreme prejudice against Christians and conservatives in that county.
Understood. Well, as we continue to watch this, all we can do is pray that it doesn't happen to us, and that we've got to do everything we can support. Our listeners are sending money to the cause. I've received a couple people saying that they're going to do it, and that's great. How are you doing with your help in the cause? Have you gotten any volunteers to step forward yet?
No, I haven't. I actually did get some money in the mail yesterday, though. No name, no nothing, just cash. But that was nice. It was a few bucks.
Yeah, that's the way our listeners are. They just want to send it. They don't want accolades. They don't want. They just do what's right. And we got some in today.
We appreciate everything we get. I just got copies of the documents today, and believe it or not, Pima County makes a huge profit from the copies of the court file documents.
Oh, sure.
They charge you 50 cents a page, so
sure
I got $14 worth of pages today.
Yeah, it's all part of the beast and the system and how it works, and they need to have...
That's part of the game.
Yeah, they need to have people that they can convict to feed their institutions, and it's just the way it is. Unfortunately, you know, it's... Like one of her family members, I think her name's Crystal, every day constantly said, do you think she's going to get off? I said, this is in God's hands. All we can do is pray is that justice is done and that she's freed. But,
I only hope that the jury that she's got is really as good as she thinks it is, and that the jury sees through their game. I want the jury to see the truth about her and the truth about how Pima County's trying to railroad her. She needs to be freed.
I'm also hoping that all this publicity about Dipstick, Sheriff Dipstick down there in Pima County, will taint the jury the other way to think, well, this guy doesn't look like he can do, you know, his case against her is ridiculous. Cause it doesn't sound like he's a competent law enforcement officer at all. So hopefully that will help open their eyes a little bit too, because I don't know how they can't see that in the media the way it's been going on.
Well, there's a demonstration against Dupnik in front of the Pima County Sheriff's offices on Friday. between 3:30 and 5:30, and we're going to it with our banner, Free Shawna Ford.
Good, good. Maybe some of those national cameras will see that and go, well, who's Shawna Ford? And be ready with the press packets.
So.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's like I said, I don't know what more we can do, but just it's the wheels of justice, even if it's injustice, are rolling now.
That's all. You're doing what you can, Dutch. You're getting the word out. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
I know Shawna does, too.
You know, we try to spread the stuff on the Facebook and on the website, and I tell everybody about it that'll listen, you know, when they say, oh, there's no tyranny today. Really? Have you heard about the Shawna Ford case? And they go, well, I never heard of that. I go, well, that's because you're not looking. You know, you're sticking your head in the sand.
One of the things that she told me to tell the media today, and I can share this with you, I did talk a little bit to one reporter with the Los Angeles Times today before they threw me out of the courtroom. But one of the things she wants people to know is yes, you know, Brisenia Flores was killed because her home was invaded and people shot her. But there's also other reasons why she was killed. Number one, her parents chose to traffic in drugs.
Yeah.
Number two, they raised their children in an unsafe environment.
Oh, that's a great point.
Had they been responsible, caring parents, and had they not screwed over their drug cartel and stolen money from them, this would not have happened. If they'd been responsible parents, they would not have put their children in harm's way like that. And there will be more victims.
Yes.
Of all ages, of all races in America, because of the violence that drug cartels and drug and human trafficking and smuggling brings to our country.
The epidemic will be one of the major downfalls of this nation. It's the New World Order working all parts. I mean, that's the theme of the show, you know, to bring it home. But, yeah, they need this drug war to keep going. And they need sacrificial lambs like they're doing to Shawna to show that they're trying to do something about it.
Yes, Shawna was willing to sacrifice her marriage, her home, and herself to bring the truth to people. So she wanted to do video footage and make documentaries about what was going on there. She wanted just not just to expose the smuggling, but the corruption in the government and the people in the government who take bribes and allow and encourage this sort of thing to continue. She wanted a clean house, and I haven't met anybody else who was willing to take that on. Apparently, it was quite a dangerous task.
Well, the bad guys, being, you know, the tyrants, they won a big battle when they went after Shawna, because what it did is it made all the other Minutemen shut up and stop being so bold. You know, they went after an innocent woman, tied her to a drug-related shooting, and they thought, oh, man, I better shut up. I mean, it's been quiet since this happened, and I'm noticing just the infighting between the two, but they're not really pushing the border much anymore. You know, you don't see any of the leaders out there doing anything.
This story is going to start exploding in the media very quickly, because now that the trial is underway, the media actually has something to write about. There's still an awful lot of documentation down at the county recorders that's not going to be brought to light. All I do is go down there, rummage through their internet, find interesting stuff, and print out public documents. There's a lot of stuff in this case. It's so messy and so complex.
Yeah. Well, I guess the lesson for everybody is, well, there's several in this, is if they can get Shawna, they can get anybody. They can make up whatever they want. If they can do this to one of us, they can do this to all of us. And two, that the media, the way that they're just kind of ignoring this case, shows that they're complicit in this. So that's another lesson we're getting out of this.
Yeah, I had one of the journalists in the pool come up to me after I was thrown out of the courtroom by the judge and said, oh, hi, I'm Carrie, da-da-da-da-da. She writes for a publication called, what is it, The Daily Beast?
Uh-huh.
I call it the dirt bag.
Yeah,
I call her a dirt bag. And I looked at her and I said, yeah, we talked before. I said, you are one of the most disgusting examples of a yellow journalist I have ever seen. You write to fit your preset agenda, and I don't want to have anything to do with you. And she was like, oh, she was like shocked, you know, and she went away. Thank goodness.
Yeah, I mean, if we call it, and I spend my whole day doing that, and that's usually why I have such a bad attitude by the time I do the show. I talk to these left-leaning scumbags, and I just always do in battle with them. And that's what we got to do. Let's just keep standing in the gap and keep calling them on what they are. And that's great.
Hey, that poor Shauna, she's sitting in that courtroom. She says, there's this nice lady who's smiling and waving at me with gray hair. And then I found out that nice lady is the same one that wrote a hit piece on her just a couple of days ago, because I went right over to the library and printed it off. I put that puppy in an envelope and I mailed it to Shauna today. She'll probably get it tomorrow or the day after, because I mailed it in Tucson. And I said, this journalist does not like you. She wants to use you as fodder for fun.
Yeah, yeah, they're making their living off of their vultures sitting around waiting to get their chunk so that they can write their, you know, leftist-leaning, scum-ridden, it just makes me so mad, I don't even know what words to choose. They're yellow journalists, you know, they're communists, that's what they are.
It makes me want to hurl. And they don't care about people's lives that they're wrecking. They don't care about that. As long as they can use you as fodder for their fun and income and monetary gain and to advance their commie political agenda, they don't care whose lives they ruin.
No, they don't. Well, it's part of their plan. You know, it's part of their fifth column activities to destroy this country is exactly what it is.
Well, I'll keep you posted on whatever I find out about the trial, and it kind of looks like I won't be able to attend it personally.
Sure. Well, what you can do is, you know, before you go, give us the websites and just get more and more people going to them is what we're going to try to do, get people aware.
By the way, if I had some legal representation, I probably wouldn't be dealing with this BS. I could if I had a lawyer, he would probably say, look, make up your mind. Either she's a witness or she's not.
Yeah, don't
leave
her
alone. If she's not, let her in.
Get yourself some press credentials. Go to, find some online accredited press agency and become and just say, hey, I'm in here as a press agent.
Well, I'm too highly visible. They'd find a way to get rid of me anyway.
Yeah.
The website is Justice for Shauna Ford, and that's Justice. FORSHAWNAFORDE.
Yeah, remember to put the E on the end. Yes.
That's right. Ford, FORDE.com.
Yeah.
Justice for Shauna Ford.
And you can go there, you can donate money that'll go on her books.
Absolutely.
At the canteen there. She needs about $100 a month. They make her pay for her own socks, her own hygiene materials. They don't give them blankets. They don't give them jackets or anything, and it's cold in a jail. Trust me, I've been there. Even in Arizona, it gets very cold at night. And the materials that she gets are very disposable, so she has to continue to get new stuff.
Not only that, they make her pay for her own root canal and for her own medication. And if she takes an aspirin, they charge her. They don't provide anything.
No, they kidnap you, hold you as a prisoner, put you in a situation where your health is diminished, and then charge you to maintain your health.
Exactly.
You tell me there's not tyranny in this country. When they can do this to a woman, they can do it to any woman or any man in this nation. And they are. They're doing it right now. There are thousands of political prisoners. I mean, I could do a whole show just on the political prisoners, starting with Shauna, Kent Hovind. I could keep. There's just so many of people that are behind the wire that have taken the risk, taken the chance, so that you and I won't be taken in. They're the ones that are taking the focus now. But soon it's going to be all of us if we don't do something. If we don't support Shauna, if we don't let them know that we know she's there and that they better not hurt her, we'll be next. Our kids, generational. It'll keep going. Is this what you want? No, I don't.
You know, they've already hurt her. They've hurt her deeply psychologically. I think they've deleteriously affected her critical thinking skills.
Sure.
You know, the poor woman, you take her, you kidnap her at gunpoint. By the way, Shauna didn't even have a gun on her when she was arrested. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So they kidnap her at gunpoint. She is unarmed. They take her and put her away in solitary confinement. They subject her to psychological abuse and torture. They subject her to sensory deprivation in addition to being in isolation, solitary confinement. They do that for a year and a half. And, you know, I think that on some level she can really kick butt, but on other levels she isn't firing on all eight cylinders.
It's part of the conditioning. It's what they do. It's how they do it.
Yeah.
They, they know what they're doing. Just like Kent Hovind, when he was in jail, they moved him from jail to jail, moved him around, kept him cold. It's just they're beasts, and they're evil, and they're vile. And this is, you know, they can take a woman, trump up charges against her because they don't like what she's doing, and they can randomly find some scumbag drug dealer who infuriates his business associates, so they wipe out his family, and it's unfortunate that his daughter got killed, but that's on his head and on the head of the wife that survived. It's not on and the gunman that went in there and did it, not Shauna. So they just I get so mad at this because just they control the chaos.
I still believe that Gina Gonzalez is complicit in the murder of her husband. There are so many loose ends in this. There are so many things that don't quite fit. She's been so inconsistent in her story, you know, and she keeps changing it. First it wasn't Shauna, and now she thinks it is Shauna, but she's not sure. Back and forth, you know. She even did this on the 911 tape. We exposed it on the Internet. It's on the web, and it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It just, the injustice is just, it pains my heart to think about it, really.
Yeah. Well, if not her, us. And if not us, who? So we've got to continue to fight.
We have to band together. We have to form groups so that we can't be picked off one by one. We have to stand behind each other.
Excellent point. This is a great argument for always being surrounded by like-minded people, and always you can be picked up at any time. They're messing with my phones right now. All day my phones have been jammed. When people call me, I hear loud rock music coming through the phone, and it's not playing on my phone. I have to like reset the phone to be able to talk to people on the phone. It's happened twice here in the last hour.
And then I know that interest in Shauna's case has picked up because our website has received 3,000 hits a day now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're posting it everywhere, telling people to go there. So we're doing our little part.
I appreciate it. And I'm sorry you're having such phone problems. But, you know, hey, I had my broken phone, too, and then the famous but incompetent came to visit me.
Yeah.
Gee, is there a correlation?
Yep. Well, good. Let's agitate them. Let's make them get out of their off their fat butts over there in D.C. and have to do something. So, well, thank you, Lane. Thank you for
irritating them, Dutch.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep. That's what I'm here to do, to irritate them. Irritate them as much as I can, and with your help, we'll keep doing it.
I've just got one final thing I have to say before we go.
Go ahead.
What's happening down there in Pima County is a kangaroo court. It's not real justice.
No.
It's not real American jurisprudence. It is a kangaroo court.
It is.
People need to keep that in mind. Don't respect anybody in that courtroom. They're all scum.
They are. Well, we continue to pray for Shauna and to protect you and so that you can continue to do what you're doing to let the world know about it. So just stay safe.
Thank you, Dutch.
And
you
keep
too.
Checking in anytime you want to.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you and good night. Wow.
Bye.
Okay, let me see if I can do this without getting more rock music playing on my phone. Open that. Oh, see, now it's ignoring me. Okay, so she's hung up. Weird. So if you suddenly hear a blast of rock music, it's because one of our guests is calling in. We just kind of jumped into it right there because she wanted to get that out that she was thrown out of the courtroom today. You're listening to the Dutch Jones Radio Show on the Stronghold Radio Network. We're coming to you on Ustream now. We switched from Ubroadcast. You have to listen to us in the middle of our webpage at dutchjones.info. Thank you. And Olima, I did get your email. I was reading it while I was on the air there. And thank you. You just keep doing what you can. If we can do anything to make it easier on you, you know, just let us know how weak, you know, days that we've got to upload it, and we'll upload it. And, you know, I appreciate everything you've done, and it's been a huge help in getting the message out there, Olima. So thank you for sending us and letting us know that you might not be there every day now. For being able to record it, and I was surprised you were able to record as many as you were. If I had a life, I wouldn't be here every day at this time. So I envy you having a life. So that's what we're gonna do. Let's see here. Let me get back. Stacy's probably mad at me. What do you mean you don't have a life? I see Warland's here. Minuteman's here. I got IC Freedom. Holy Ma, we got a couple guests. Hopefully, one of our guests is Miss Sherry. Sherry Izzy that. I've reconnected with on Facebook. I hope you're listening. And we'll continue to go on with the show here. Actually, why don't we just go ahead and do a break right now? I've got to blow my nose. I don't know if you can hear this, but I'm like hiding a pachyderm in my frontal lobe, and I can't talk. I'm having trouble breathing and talking, so here we go. We're going to take a break right now, and we'll be back right after this. We're going to talk about some really scary stuff going on out there. Chinese compounds being placed all over the United States.
Armored cars and tanks and guns came to take away our sons. But every man must stand behind the men behind the wire. In the little streets of Belfast, in the dark of early morn, British soldiers came running, breaking little homes with scorn. Hear the sobs of crying children, dragging fathers from their bed. Watch the scene as helpless mothers, watch the blood fall from their heads. Armored cars and tanks and guns came to take away our sons. But every man must stand behind the men behind the wire. Armored cars and tanks and guns came to take away our sons. But every man must stand behind the men behind the wire. Not for them a judge or jury, or indeed a crime at all. Being Irish means they're guilty, so they're guilty one and all. Round the world a truth will echo, Cromwell's men are here again. England's name again is sullied in the eyes of honest men. Armored cars and tanks and guns came to take away our sons. But every man must stand behind the men behind the wire. Armored cars and tanks and guns came to take away our sons. But every man must stand behind the men behind the wire. Proudly march behind our banner, proudly march behind our men. We will have them free to help us build a nation once again. On the people stand together, proudly marching on your way. Never fear or never falter, till the boys come home to stay. Armored cars and tanks and guns came to take away our sons. But every man must stand behind the men behind the wire. Armored cars and tanks and guns came to take away our sons. But every man must stand behind the men behind the wire.
When the crash does come, when there is a natural disaster, during civil unrest, the last thing you want to be is a refugee. So check out DutchJones.info. That's www.DutchJones.info. We have the supplies you need and the information you will need. That's www.DutchJones.info. Okay, we're coming back. What's this one called, Lou? What's the name of it? Huh?
Cold Heaven.
Cold Heaven. This is our bumper music. Sounds kind of like Aztec or Mayan. I like it. Pan flutish. Okay, we're back. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Program. Hopefully, I'll be able to get through this and be able to breathe. I just took a decongestant, tried to blow my nose. Too much information, I know, but nothing worked. I got some emails from a bunch of you. It started with Minuteman telling me that he heard it on He heard it on the intelligence report about Idaho having this like economic zone where the Chinese were allowed to move in and control business and stuff. And I'm like, I've heard of that before, and I've shared it with you where I when I was working emptying Port-a-Johns. I would go in this one place in the Tulare County area here by us and have to go in and clean, and there was security, and it was this big frozen warehouse, and sure enough, this is what they're talking about. Okay, now I got the actual letter here from Sir David from PBN, Patriot Broadcasting Network. He sent me the hard copy of what they were talking about on Liberty Tree Radio and what Minuteman was telling me about. And I'm just going to read you as he wrote it. It's not me saying it. It's him, but it's imperative that you get this information. I didn't feel like changing it all around. Read this and spread the word. This is posted on my Facebook page also. Subject, foreign trade zones. This is unbelievable at first, but you will soon realize that there are several motives for the global communists to physically weave our United States territory together with communist China. Read on. Here's what's going on. Each and every one of our state governors has approved and allocated a certain amount of acres of their U.S. state land to be inhabited by Chinese communists. Communists straight from China. That's right. They are to set up little towns and live here, supposedly for the purpose of producing Chinese products for sale in the U.S. The land for states, the land the states are giving them for their little towns will be considered foreign territory. Remember I told you they wanted something for the debt? This is it. We are told that the laws of the state in which these Chinese communists dwell will apply to the communist foreign trade zones, FTZs, comment. This is what Sir David's saying. If so, why are they allowed in here? Isn't the whole setup unlawful? There are 257 of these little communist towns to be built all over the United States. And I've got a website here that I'll post in there for a minute so you guys can go look. And I looked, and sure enough, it was the one I was talking about. Go to this website and see if this, see in your state how many FTZs there are to be erected in each and every state. Our nation is being peppered all over with these communist closed towns called zones. This insane brainstorm by Washington, D.C. officials was just recently discovered by alert citizens in the state of Idaho, where an FTZ is being built there, just south of Boise. Possibly 30,000 acres of Idaho is going to be used for that FTZ. Now, the website here, I'm going to put the site in here. This is really a weird one. Copy link location. Then I have to go over here. And then I have to go to, I can't even see in this chat room here. Control-V. Okay, I'm going to send it to you. There it is. It's a weird, weird one, but just Google federal trade zones. Federal trade zones. And you'll be able to find it. And I went looking, and they're all around here. And I contacted the Fresno militia and gave them a list of them. And they're going to go get – what's going on with my computer? They're going to go find out where they're at. The one I went to was barbed wire, razor wire, controlled entry and access, cameras everywhere, armed guard shacks. And this is just when they were building it. When you get to the website, be prepared to have enough paper to print 40 pages listing all of these. Well, just print them up for your area. This is not going to mean any jobs for Americans. They're going to bring in their Chinese to do it. This will not mean increased security for America because we're going to have reservations, basically. They're going to be like little embassies, these entire communities, with their own government and their own security taking care of them. Don't tell me there's not tyranny. Don't tell me the New World Order isn't moving chess pieces around faster than ever before. It is a known fact that China has been preparing for war against the United States. Many guns are pointed at us right now. Why should these FTZs even be allowed at this time? What's the real reason? Is it that Washington, D.C. needs foreign help to disarm American citizens? Bingo! With the rise of the Oath Keepers, with the mentality of the U.S. troops not wanting to turn in bulk, I mean, there are units that don't care, and the contractors will do it, and the police will do it, no question. They're going to need these nationalist Chinese here to secure the nationalist Chinese debt investment. How else are they going to secure all this land? I told you it's about the infrastructure. I told you it's about the farmland. I've been saying this for years. Without firearms, there would be no more liberty, freedom, or justice in America. Guns are the main reason that we're able to stay free as long as we have been. The only reason this nation hasn't been invaded by foreign entities, they know we have guns. The only reason that every civil war that we've had, the little ones and the big ones, and they continue, it's not just the war of federal aggression, we're so bloody is because we all fought back. The Redneck Rebellion in West Virginia, the Whiskey Rebellion, we always fight back. We may not always win, but we do fight back. And we always win something because it always teaches these tyrants, hey, this isn't going to be easy. Now, these FTZs, these federal trade zones, they're scary looking, folks. I've been to one. I'm going to go back to one when we get some more money. I'm going to go down and take pictures of this so you people can see it. They're big. They're ominous. They're huge buildings. They're all connected by railways, 100%. Most of them are near airports of some kind, the one that I was by was. And they're by freeways. There's a reason for this. The one I'm talking about is cold storage, American cold storage. And it's an international zone. covered by international law, not county law. Our sheriff can't go in there. He may tell people he can go in there, but I want to see him try. Now, they also have special economic zones. It's the same thing. Don't be tricked. SEZ, special economic zones. So look up federal trade zones and special economic zones. You've got to spread this information around, folks. You've got to let people know that they're moving forces in here. When you go to this page, it's going to surprise you because you can click on the state that you live in and you'll see them all over the place. And I looked at what businesses in our area are using this facility, and I'm not going to go to them. And this week, I'm going to send them emails and say, I don't want anything to do with your products. Not that I would, because all of them were dairy-related and farm produce-related, and they're not products that I use now anyway. But I'm going to be honest, and I'm going to tell them, look, you're done. I'm not, you know, I don't want anything to do with you because you're part of the New World Order. Are you going to do that? If you find out down the street that the place that you like to get your furniture from is one of these federal trade zones, it's soon going to be taken over by the Chinese. And don't tell me I'm being reactionary. You can't see the link. That's weird. People are saying they're having trouble seeing stuff. Let me try it again. Lou, can you paste it? Maybe my color letters I've chosen are bad. Something's going on today, folks. All of our communication systems are flawed. And they were working fine earlier today. I don't know if they knew I was going to do this story. Okay, Lou can see it. Can you see it, Warland? Because you need to get this connection. It's HTTP, the two dots, /// IA dot ITA dot DOC dot GOV /letters/ftzlist-map.html. Warland, you can get it off of my Facebook page. I'm going to post it again on the Facebook page right now. This is weird. Yeah, Stacy's saying that she couldn't see it either and she had to log out and log back in. I'm going to just post it right now. It's posted right now at the top of my face. Wait a minute. It's not letting me. There it goes. List of foreign trade zones by state. Google list of foreign trade zones by state if you can't see this link. I'm posting it right now so that people can get this off my Facebook. You just go to Facebook, Dutch Jones, and you'll be able to get it. People are really liking my status. I appreciate the support, guys, and those that are listening on Facebook, thank you very, very much. I have yet to embed the player on Facebook, so I guess somebody's listening on Facebook, but if you're listening somehow, somewhere, I appreciate it. Who was it that we got the donation from today?
Graham242.
I don't know if you're listening or if you're going to listen to it on the replay. Thank you. We got your donation, and we will send you out a copy of Patriots.
As soon as we can,
as soon as it'll be a day or two, so we can get some funds to mail it to you. The funds that you gave us are going. Yeah, so it'll just be it'll be taken out of that. Anyway, we'll be sending you that and some stickers. Thank you, Graham242. Appreciate that donation. And don't forget, those of you that haven't donated yet this month, you can do so on the website that you're on now. But I'm looking for your calls, people. 559-561-8225. What do you think about these federal trade zones? You think I'm overreacting? You like the idea of having Chinese nationals with their own little community? We already have Hispanic illegal alien compounds here in the county, so why not Chinese?
Yeah, why not?
The USDA's got all these illegal alien compounds where they have their own schools and medical. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's right out of Grapes of Wrath. So they've already got the model. Now we're going to have to deal with the Chinese. Yeah. Love it, don't you? Yeah, America the free, home of the brave, all those men that died to sacrifice in Vietnam and Korea to keep the communists in check. Now we're kicking the front door open saying, come on in! Build your own little hacienda over here. Start your own factories on our soil. And then sell us the junk you make here so you don't have to worry about taking it over on a boat. And the reason they're doing this is because we owe them everything because both parties, left and right, Republican and Democrat, sold the company store, sold the family store to the company store. You know what I'm saying? So don't tell me that this wouldn't happen under Bush or McCain. Both parties did this. They're working hand in hand to just rape our land and give it away. They hate freedom. They hate liberty. They hate America. That was just the biggest bat I've ever seen fly by. You thought it was an owl out the window. Folks, it's starting to come to a head. I hope you got your stuff together. I hope you're getting ready. I've still got things I got to do. I'm as ready as I'm ever going to be. But these signs, these things that the Lord's showing us, that better men than I are telling you about, you better start paying attention to them. Maybe it's time to give up on the fence sitters now, folks, and focusing on those of us that are getting it. Link up, hook up, train, share resources in this time. Because it's going to get scary real fast. I can't imagine this happening in my lifetime. If you'd have told me this 10 years ago, they're going to let Chinese nationals come in and operate federal trade zones? Well, why not? They let them operate our ports. We gave them the Panama Canal under, who was a Democrat who did that? That was Carter. It's a slow but true process, the destruction and the dismantling of liberty so that world communism can dominate. The wars didn't end. They just shifted to a different battle plan. And they're working with traitors within our own government, within our own media, within our own entertainment industry, within our schools. I told you guys yesterday about my friend Tony Hayden, who I just hooked up with again and was talking to. Educator. He's some kind of school teacher. Turns out the guy's a screaming, bleeding heart liberal, and nothing I say has any effect, so I just deleted him.
Oh, you deleted him.
Because he's just ridiculous. These liberals are out there and they're among us. And this guy's a gun owner, and he's like, oh, well, I like guns. They're never going to come for my guns. He's going to be one of the first people they put in the pit and shoot because he knows how to use a gun. Either that or he's going to be one of the soldiers, and I'll have to shoot him. I hope that's not true, but I will do it in a heartbeat. I have no problem shooting traitors, and that's what these communist liberal socialists are. They made up all these names to confuse us. Fabian socialist, Nazi, national socialist, progressive. They're all the same thing. But also, your right-wing people are involved in it too. If you think for a minute that the McCains of the world and the Bushes of the world are on our side, they're not. We are a small residue of people who get it. It's not just a remnant. Somebody told me this today. They said residue. I love that. We are the residue of God's people. All races and colors, we're all over the world. We're spread out. But the good news is God's there for us. We're on God's side. So I don't care about numbers. It's just a target-rich environment at this point. But you've got to go out and find these federal trade zones in your area, take pictures of them, and we'll make a special page, and we'll start throwing stuff up there and saying, look. And look at the nationality of the people working there. I didn't see any Chinese people when I was at this one cleaning their toilets. They're not really toilets, they're the porta-johns. I saw mostly Mexican laborers, honestly, building the place. And now that it's built, now that it's there, it's amazing. That I was talking about this last year. This is creepy. Why is this building going up here? I thought it was in Porterville. It's not. It's in Tulare, and it's off of K Street. I could drive to it right now. When I saw that picture on that website, I was like, oh my. It looks like a police shield, and it says, frozen storage on it. And the big signs I told you about said, this is a federal trade zone, no photos, all that kind of stuff. No removal of items from this. Oh, I knew something was wrong. 2 years ago. This is before we were married, huh? It was before we were married. Over 2 years ago, I saw that place and I sensed that it was evil.
Oh, yeah, when you were driving the poop truck.
Yeah, the poop truck. The scumminess. So what do you guys think about this? You think I'm overreacting? Do you guys understand how important this is in the cause? How far they're cranking it up now doing this? They're going to control our ports, our transportation, our production. You need to start checking out these targets. That's what they're going to be in the future. Not now, but in the future they will be targets. Because if they're using them for food storage and transportation, later they may be used for storing a different kind of food. Soylent Green. Long Pig. And don't think that our government is just a stupid idiot that is going along for financial reasons. No, they're in on it. You can't trust anyone in government. Here in a few minutes, and I haven't talked about it, the State of the Union's going to go on. I'm sorry, State of the Union. It stinks, so I call it a union. I'm not a union man. And they're going to dress up Obongo, and he's going to get up and tell you everything's fine and everything's good, and we got to work together. Even the two parties said they're going to sit together and hold hands. He's going to give his speech about how we're going to. They're comparing him to Reagan in the media. See, there's no left, there's no right. There's only one party. It's an oligarchy. And I'm not going to tell you what an oligarchy is. You have to go look it up. You got to do some work. No, not Olive Garden. I didn't say Olive Garden. I said oligarchy.
Oh, I thought you said
oligarchy. Oh, Stacy. Oh, I love you. These guys, that there's 60 million, about 60 million of us. Right now in America, that's my estimation of what they consider domestic terrorists, you know, homegrown redneck guys, politicos. We have to use this time to figure out what we're going to do with this time. Don't waste it. Don't waste it. I tried not to waste any time today. I was yelling at Lou, getting him motivated, trying to get him to do stuff today. Every day do something for the cause. Do a little bit of storing. Do a little bit of training. We're going to start at 7 o'clock tonight. We're going to start playing the audiobook of Patriots, right? You got it up, Lou?
Mm-hmm.
On our radio station so that the public can hear it. We're going to do one chapter a week, I think. I don't know, unless we come up with a better way of doing it. We'll play one chapter at a time, and then people can listen to it. Maybe apply it and put it to work. We're collecting up building materials. We're going to start building structures that we need around here. And just, you know, we're going to prepare for rain. We're going to be like the farmers. We're preparing for rain, and that God is going to send us workers. God is going to send us soldiers. Right now we're small here at the Church of Kaweah. And the potential is huge. We have great resources. We have to be good stewards of it. The Lord has given us great opportunity here. We're going to continue to do training. We're going to continue to reach out to folks. If you know anybody in our area, any loved ones that you have contact with that are in the Tulare County, Fresno area, tell them to check us out. Don't be quiet about what we're doing. They already know we're here. And the spinier we can be, the less likely they are to come around in the first round of sweeps, right? They're going to go after the easy ones. You hear that interview. They go after lone people. They show up and kidnap you at gunpoint. Well, they're not going to do that here. Doesn't mean they can't try. Doesn't mean they're not going to do it. I mean, states like Montana are wising up. They're taking action so that there won't be another Waco or Ruby Ridge. California's going to hand us over. But that doesn't mean the people that are in charge in California are always going to be in power when the stuff falls apart. And if we stick together and we build and we grow, have a snowball effect and get that synergy going, and you do that where you're at, or bug out where you're at. I'm getting all kinds of emails here. Let's see here. Okay, Saber 6. Okay, I guess this means, what's this here? Okay, thanks for sending stuff to me. I'll read this before I read it on the air. I don't know what this is. I'm being contacted by the different militias in the area wanting to talk about this issue, so that means they're listening. I don't know how to tell who you are or where you are, but thank you for tuning in. And we will work together to find these places. And we will isolate them and cut them off when the time comes, or exploit them and use them for what they've got in them. Or avoid them like AIDS-infected pit bulls, if that needs to be done. But until we work together, we're not going to know how big the threat is out there by these things, these federal trade zones. I guess nobody wants to call in and talk about them. I guess you guys are feeling the same way I do about them.
They're just listening.
Don't forget, in about 12 minutes, we're going to switch over to Liberty Tree Radio, and it's going to be, if my phone works, it's going to be time for Steve Klein, our Code 20 delegate, I guess he's the founder of it, our representative for AbolishIslam.com, AbolishIslam.com, and I bet he's going to be talking about what happened in Russia, maybe talking about the training that's coming up next Saturday here. I think we're full on that one. The pistol class for the ladies on February 5th is still open. If you would like to partake in that, contact me. And then you have to be a lady. There won't be a DNA test, but you have to look like a lady. And if you talk like this and you're dressed like a lady, you ain't getting in. And then the following Sunday after church, we added another training date. Where we're going to do squad tactics. We're going to use just wooden sticks. We're going to teach you guys bounding overwatch, peel left, peel right, you know, how you should react to a threat to front, threat to the rear, that kind of stuff. stuff that we learned. Minuteman was with us when we went to DFT, Defensive Firearms Training, and we did squad tactics. We'll demonstrate it with the people here. I think there's five of us that were up there, four of us. And then we'll very slowly, very gently get everybody in church doing it out on the football field or baseball field. I don't know if it's a football field. I guess it's a field up on the shooting range. That's what it is now. And we will work with you with sticks to teach you how to do it. Not that we want to train our women to be frontline troops, but it's nice that they know what we're doing and they can get a feel for it and appreciate what we men sacrifice, especially some of us that are out of shape, to do this stuff to protect them. And then, of course, the third Sunday of February, which will be, I got to look this up, the 17th of February, is going to be disaster triage and medical operations, head-to-toe assessments, bleeding, breathing, shock. If you go to the church's website, the church at kuia.org, go to the bottom, you'll see training and events. Click on training, and it'll pop up, and you can watch the training videos there before you come. We'll watch them again, and we'll go over what the triage is. We'll teach you assessment and all that kind of stuff. And then we'll go out, and if weather permitting, we'll be outside. If not, we'll just set up some stations. We'll wound some people, shoot Lou in the thigh with a BB gun or something, crack him over the head with a stick, and then you get to head-to-toe assess him and come up with a plan of treatment and extrication, and it'll be fun. And we'll continue to do that training, whether or not the county has buy-in. We've reached out to the county and said they can be part of it, and they haven't returned calls, so it's on them, I guess. Too bad for them, right? So we're going to continue to do this. People are so afraid of those of us that are bold for liberty, aren't they? We've had people that have been members of this church that worked for the county, and then when the county found out, they get all scared and they have to leave the church. I can't imagine being as big a wuss that you would let your boss at work tell you where you can worship. I just can't understand that. I can't imagine being so yellow that you would not fellowship with people because you're worried that your neighbors might find out that you love God. So good riddance to them. We don't really need people like that. It's not why we do it. I mean, it's just like we don't do it for the praise, and we don't care about the backstabbing either. You know, so either way, we just do what we do because we know it's right. And I hope you guys understand and appreciate that. Seems like you do from the way you interact with me. Let's see here. What else is in the news today? Everybody wants to talk about the State of the Union. I could care less. I'll tell you what the State of the Union is. It stinks. Unemployment went up. Unemployment went up for California. It's like 12.5%. Our county, it's like 40%. But statewide, it's averaging 12.5%, which is a lie. You know how they come up with those stupid statistics. It's sad. What are we doing here? I'm jumping around here. Jumping around way too much. On a lighter note, and we can end with the last 6 minutes. It turns out that Taco Bell, which I love, and I don't know if you guys want to talk about this. I hope you're not eating Taco Bell right now. But actually, it's not disgusting. It's just kind of like, what? It turns out that the meat that goes into the taco meat is only really 39% beef. I'm going to let that sink in. It's only 39% beef. And you may say, well, what is it? Well, it's mostly oatmeal and sand. So if it's 39% beef, that means it's what? 59? No, let me do this right. 40. 61% oatmeal and sand and spices and all that kind of stuff. And have any of you seen this? Lewis and I were going around and calling Taco Bells. And at first they were like, no, I didn't hear about this. And by the third one, they're like, no comment, you'll have to call this number. And I called the number and I talked to the National Public Information Office for Taco Bell. And they said, please refer to our website, go to the website. And I looked at the ingredients. Sure enough, it says beef, water, then it's oatmeal filler, then it's sand. And they go, silicone dioxide, which is basically just sand. It's what camels poop in. It's what you walk in on the beach. And I looked it up, though. It's not dangerous. It's not bad for you. In fact, some people say that it's good for you because it's kind of like diatomaceous earth, but not as effective. But it's funny. They go, we start with 100% beef. So we called them. We're not going to play any of those. Those are just for us. But we recorded the conversations. What? Yeah, so we're gonna have to go to Del Taco. Oh, great! Now she's saying she heard Del Taco is the same thing. Olima. So it was funny. We were calling up saying, "How exactly do you get the sand in the cow? Do you do it before they're dead, or while they're, you know, you do it after they're dead?" And they didn't have a sense of humor. And Lou was funny. He kept saying, "What were you saying in the background? Think beyond the bun, think outside the bun." So I kept calling him, going, "You know, I'm trying to think outside the bun here, but you know, why are you putting this stuff in the food?" Oh, we start with 100% real beef. I go, you just said you start with 100% real beef. At what point does it become 39% beef and the rest is filler? I mean, oatmeal's not bad for you. It's just, well, I looked up silicone dioxide and you know, of course, there's places all over the web that say, hey, it's great for you. It's been a treatment for Alzheimer's people are talking about. But I love Taco Bell. I probably won't eat there again. I was going to go to Del Taco, but now Olima is saying that she heard that Del Taco does the same thing. I bet we're going to find out. I mean, last week, you know, it was about McDonald's, you know, having to raise the prices because beef prices were going up. And I raised the question, like, would they actually put beef in those? I just assume it was soy. The reason they could sell it so cheap is because it was soy. And Taco Bell is even cheaper than McDonald's. So I kind of expected this. I thought, you know, I guess it could be worse. It could be, you know, 37% beef, 38% beef. It could be 38% beef and the rest rat. You know, that would have been alarming and upsetting. You know, but it's oatmeal, which is great. You know, oatmeal's fine. And water and, you know, 11 great spices and sand. You know, it's not dirt, it's sand. And I don't know where they get the sand. I don't know how they treat the sand. But they're still freaking out over there at Taco Bell and on our Facebook page. Excuse me. I ate Taco Bell, so now I'm burping. That we posted all the place, the phone numbers and stuff to call them, and it's hilarious talking to them because they don't want to talk about it. They said it's a lie. They're twisting it. I go, is it a lie that you put sand in the hamburgers or in the hamburger and the meat? Well, refer to our webpage. I'm looking at it right now. It says that it's the third ingredient is sand and oatmeal and you're like. It's water and sand and oatmeal mostly. And then what was the other one? The dust inhibitor or something?
Anti-dusting agent.
Anti-dusting agent was one of the ingredients.
What is that?
And they wouldn't tell us what that was when we were talking to him on the phone. And I asked the lady, I said, well, did you eat Taco Bell today? And she goes, well, yes, I did. This is the public information officer named Ashley. And I go, how do you feel right now? She goes, I feel fine. I said, okay. I go, you don't feel bad eating sand? She's like, well, please refer to the website. And, you know, we're going to answer this lawsuit. And we're going to, you know. But it may turn out that this is the dirty little secret and that all fast food is really just fiber fill. Or what do they call them? Meat extenders. That was another term, meat extender. So, but, I, you know, I'm just praying that Wendy's and A&W don't pop up in this. Wendy's did get in trouble for making their burgers smaller. Remember they had national ads about their quarter-pound burger, and it turned out it was less than a quarter-pound pre-cooked weight? Yeah. Now, Olima was saying she heard that Del Taco didn't use beef but was mostly soy. You just can't win.
No, no.
I wouldn't really have a problem with soy because at least that's a food product I can go down the aisle and look in a grocery store and see that there's, you know, there's soy. I've never seen sand for sale at my local grocery store. So... Well, we're going to be back after the break with Liberty Tree Radio. Well, we'll be on Liberty Tree Radio. We'll be with Steve Klein. So, the housemate who was talking to... we'll be back with abolishislam.com and keep tuning in. Keep stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Don't leave no matter what. Don't let them drag you from your computer. We'll be right back.
Next to me. For they're building concentration camps from the rate hike off our postage stamps to protect and defend their great democracy. Though my vote in the last election didn't quite match the same projection, maybe those beautiful talking heads on my TV. And when I called them to complain, and I asked them to explain, they just said that it proves that you're not in the groove of the new majority. Yeah, sure.
Well, just between you and me, can't you feel the conspiracy? Can't you sense a hypocrisy? As they call it, democracy. Well, it's a threat to your sanity, and not to mention your liberty. And it's all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. Now they've got microwaves and laser beams and rays to look inside your dreams and satellites that can see your DVDs. They got chips that fit inside your head that'll make you think their thoughts instead, and drugs that'll make you do just as they please. And to make things even more serious, they got strains of new bacteria that are surely to cause some unknown new disease. And that's why we got fear and high anxiety and paranoid perplexity and the gradual loss of all our liberties. And as they try to bring us all down, they might leave us with a frown. They might even be the source of all the rumors in this town. Well, just between you and me, can't you feel the conspiracy? Can't you sense a hypocrisy, as they call it, democracy? Well, it's a threat to your sanity, and not to mention your liberty. And it's all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. Incoming phone calls to the Central Intelligence Agency. We'll just hope and pray someday they'll see that you and me are not the enemy, nor do we believe in cult theology. And as their police try to bust us, we'll keep trying to find some justice, though it's hidden behind a wall of masonry. We'll keep working out our salvation with the feeling of fear and trembling, hoping and praying someday the truth might set us all free. That just cause the media won't respond don't mean there's nothing going on. And brother, what'll you do if there's something to all the words inside this song? Well, you can say that I'm wild-eyed, that all my fears are unjustified, or that I'm totally mystified by a man who's crucified. But just between you and me, what hung him up on that tree? It was all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. Yeah, it's all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. Believe me.
Third time I've said that. I'll probably say it three more times. See, in my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in, to kind of catapult the propaganda.
When the crash does come, when there is a natural disaster, during civil unrest, the last thing you want to be is a refugee. So check out DutchJones.info. That's www.DutchJones.info. We have the supplies you need and the information you will need. That's www.DutchJones.info.
And we're back. You're listening to the Dutch Jones Radio Program, coming to you from Stronghold Radio here in Cahuilla, California. Translating over to Liberty Tree Radio. Thank you so much for hooking in, and we welcome all of our Liberty Tree Radio listeners. That music in the background is going to be the Steve Klein official theme song. Steve can't hear it the way the phone's hooked up. I'll have to play it for him. But it's kind of a James Bond-esque thing. I'll put some nice sound bites in there, some Muslim sound bites and some camel calls for him. And on the phone, can you hear me, Steve?
I hear you loud and clear, sir.
Excellent, excellent. Ooh, that's like a bad buzz. Where are we getting that buzz from? Which mic is doing that? It's mine. Steve, what do you got for us today with Code 20 and AbolishIslam.com?
Well, we got all kinds of really, really good stuff. I mean, we've got rules of engagement, humorous ones. We've got the New Testament talking about referring back to the Old Testament where it says the righteous will be glad when they are avenged, when they bathe their feet in the blood of the wicked. That's Revelation 19:3. In Matthew 5:11, we go back to the Old Testament, and it says, then it will be known to the ends of the earth that God rules over Jacob, meaning the church. That's found in Psalms 59. And then we got some other good stuff from Psalms also that goes right back to Revelations. Pour out your wrath on them. That sounds like warfare to me.
Yeah.
Pour out your wrath on them. Let your fierce anger overtake them. May their place be deserted. Let there be no one to dwell in their tents, for they persecute those you wound and talk about the pain of those you hurt. Charge them with crime upon crime. Do not let them share in your salvation. May they be blotted out of the book of life and not be listed with the righteous. And that goes right back to the sayings of the New Testament. So I know that a lot of the folks think because we talk about war that we're evil, wicked men, but God has ordained war. It's all throughout the New Testament, the Old Testament, the New Testament ends, as Lewis says in Revelations 19:11, beat them up, throw them down. Their blood is going to soak and baptize the robe of Jesus, and the saints are going to go in there and wage war and feed the flesh of the kings. It's amazing how many political statements are in the Bible, like Psalms 2, why do the heathen and the kings rage against God and his anointed Jesus? I mean, it's all through there, but yeah. Somehow in the last, since World War II, we've just cut everybody's testicles off and just become a bunch of blankety-blank women. So that's part of it. We had a fabulous outreach the other day where we went to a major upscale high school and we did a First Amendment educational outreach. And we got the word out and actually got the newspaper, believe it or not, we got the newspaper on our side. But the most important thing is it was fabulous for Code 20. I picked up probably 50 to 300 bona fide players for Code 20. I spoke to American Congress for the Truth, part of Brigitte Gabriel's deal. She's pretty, you know, she's feminine and stuff, but I come in. Yeah, I come in and I bring in, you know, Islam is religious, political, and military, RPM and PMS, power, money, and sex. And before I get done with the meeting, the people are all like, oh, why haven't we heard about this? And I said, you did when you were young people. You knew all that. So I think we ought to. You got the rules of engagement there in front of me? We ought to go over that.
I will have here. Let me go to it here.
I'll tell you what I'll do is I'll do the Marine Corps rules, and then you can do the Navy SEALs to the U.S. Army rules. I'll do U.S. Air Force. Marine Corps rules for rules of engagement and for all our Code 20 guys. If you can't laugh when you're in the middle of combat, then you're a big sissy anyhow. I mean, we used to have it's kind of crass, but it used to show a picture of a little mouse about ready to be devoured by a big giant hawk. It was a cartoon in the Marine Corps. And the little mouse was flipping the bird to the hawk or eagle while it's going to come in and just eat him up and destroy him. And we said, if you can't fight with a sense of humor, we don't want you around.
Right.
And these are guys with, you know, the equivalent of the Distinguished Service Cross, Navy Cross, all kinds of medals. Okay, rules of engagement, on the funny side, get us going, get our blood flowing so that we can cage fight the Muslims, which, believe me, won't last long. They're a bunch of sissies. Okay, Marine Corps rules. Be courteous to everyone, friendly to no one.
Right.
Decide to be aggressive enough, quickly enough. And actually, there's merit and truth to these.
Yeah.
Have a plan. Have a backup plan because the first one probably won't work. Be polite, be professional, but have a plan to kill everyone you meet.
Right.
Do not attend a gunfight with a handgun whose caliber does not start with a 4. Anything worth shooting is worth shooting twice. Ammo is cheap. Life is expensive.
Right.
Move away from your attacker. Distance is your friend. Lateral and diagonal preferred. And actually, Dutch, that's what you teach on the firing line.
Sure is.
all of the stuff that's funny, but
it's got
a point to it.
Yeah.
Number 9, use cover or concealment as much as possible. 10, flank your adversary whenever possible. Protect yours. And by the way, when I was a battle planner, they call it envelopment, either horizontal or vertical envelopment. I'll be talking about that this Saturday, but always look for some way to flank your adversary. Never take him fully front on. You have to, but always outflank the punk.
Yep.
Flank your adversary whenever possible. Protect yours. Number 11, where's Lewis?
Yeah, Lewis is right here next to me.
How Lewis read number 11? I like
read number
that.
11, Lewis.
Always cheat, always win. The only unfair fight is the one that you lose.
He didn't do that. Anymore. Could you hear
very
him?
Good,
you hear
very him? Good. Yeah, I heard
okay.
him.
Okay, good. The only unfair fight is the. Okay, it's what was it here?
Number 11.
Always cheat, always win. The only unfair fight is the one you lose. I love that one.
Yeah, actually, we went for about 60 days in Vietnam without killing anybody, and that was really unusual in the unit that I was in, Combined Action Program, because we got human intelligence all the time. And I knew somebody was giving away our ambushes, so I was trying to backtrack it. And so what I did was I went to my captain, and I said, we're going to give out false grid coordinates tonight to everybody, all of our allies, everybody. I'm going to turn in false grid coordinates for the ambush. And I said, however, here's the correct ones. And a half an hour after we set in, we're actually going to go to the false coordinates, set up for 30 minutes, and we're going to tear down and move on to the correct ambush site, which we did. And 4 hours later, got into just a huge, humongous firefight. It was ugly, but we started the ambush, so we did really good. And then I found out later we had two little boys that we allowed to hang around with us, and they knew enough English that they were actually getting my information and giving away. So I cheated on the little boys, and we won. A bunch of the North Vietnamese Army that night went to the 72 Virgins. However, I confronted the two little boys and I kicked them out, but I didn't hurt them. I did not hit them. I just said, you know, hey, go away.
Yeah.
So, and then, number 12.
Warrior's honor.
Yeah, exactly. Warriors on. I'm not going to. And you know what? Actually, in Iraq and Afghanistan, it's the 5 to 10 year old boys who are watching the Army and the Marines, and then they track them and use cell phones and turn in the information to their older brother and dad, and then they kill the soldiers and the Marines. This is a gigantic problem. And the State Department, General Petraeus, and the guys in charge of the Pentagon, they're unwilling to address that situation. That's huge.
Yeah.
Why our kids are getting killed.
Yeah.
Huge. Number 12.
Yeah.
In 10 years, nobody will remember the details of caliber, stance, or tactics. They will only remember who lived.
Yeah.
And I tell that to people, and I think you heard me say that once when I was up there. Maybe I didn't use it for your class. I said, you know what? My group really wasn't that sophisticated, but we went up against a pretty damn good enemy, just as Dutch did in Grenada. But I'm here standing alive, and they're dead, so I must have done something right.
Yeah.
Number 13, I want to hear Lewis's big booming voice for number 13.
Come on, Lou. Into the mic. Come on, Lou.
If you're not shooting, you should be communicating your intentions to shoot.
Yeah. I don't know if they heard that.
There you go.
If you're not shooting, you should be communicating your intentions to shoot. I love that one.
Exactly, exactly. And now, Dutch, you can do the Navy SEALs.
Sure. Oh, I get to do
Army
that.
And there you go. All the way down to the Air Force.
Okay, yeah, I'll do, let me scroll this up. Now, this is U.S. Navy SEALs, the Special Forces guys for the Navy. Number 1, look very cool in sunglasses. Number 2, kill every living thing within view. Number 3, adjust speedo. Number 4, check hair and mirror. Now, I've dealt with Navy SEALs, specifically at Fort AP Hill in Virginia. They have a training facility there, and that's pretty much it. These guys, I would say that would be their rules of engagement. U.S. Army Rangers, who I've known a few of those, walk in 50 miles wearing 75 pounds a rucksack while starving. Locate individuals required to be requiring killing. Request permission via radio from higher to perform killing. Number 4, curse bitterly when mission is aborted. Number 5, walk out 50 miles wearing a 75-pound rucksack while starving. I like that one. Yes, yes, yes. And I need to make one for MPs, and I'll add it to this. Okay, this is
that's a good idea.
U.S. Army legs, regular, just U.S. Army. Number one, curse bitterly when receiving operational order. Number two, make sure there is extra ammo and extra coffee. Number three, curse bitterly. Number four, curse bitterly. Number five, do not listen to second lieutenants. It will get you killed. Number six, curse bitterly. That's pretty much leg soldiers, infantry guys. Okay, and then you want to take Air Force?
Yeah, I'll do the U.S. Air Force rules. Number one, have a cocktail.
Yeah.
Number two, adjust temperature on air conditioner.
Right.
Number three, see what's on HBO. Number four, ask, what's a gunfight? Number five, request more funding from Congress with a killer PowerPoint presentation. Number six, wine and dine key congressmen, invite Department of Defense and defense industry executives.
Right.
Number seven, receive funding, set up new command, and assemble assets.
Yeah.
Number eight, declare the assets strategic and never deploy them operationally.
Yeah.
Number nine, hurry to make a 1345 tea time.
Oh.
And number 10, make sure the base is as far as possible from the conflict, but close enough to have tax exemption.
There you go. I love number nine about the tea time, because when I was in the Army and we'd be flying around the country, people go, hey, what base is that? And I'd go, I don't know, it must be Air Force. And they go, how can you tell? They got three golf courses. Army would have one, Navy would have two, and Air Force would always have three golf courses. And it just seemed to be the rule that I noticed flying around the U.S.
Excuse me, doggone it. And then we'll end. We got T-shirts that they're no longer allowing. Let's see. Do you have those ones, Dutch? We'll alternate. You do the odd, and I'll do the even.
The T-shirts or the Navy one?
Skip the Navy one. I don't want to hear from those guys.
Okay.
All right, I'll do it. I'll do the Navy guys.
Okay, you want to do the Navy guys, and I'll find the T-shirts while you're doing that. Go ahead.
Okay, so the U.S. Navy rules of engagement. Number one, go to sea. Number two, drink coffee. And number three, deploy the Marines.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we got inappropriate T-shirts. Maybe you don't have that page.
No, I've got it. I got it. I just got to scroll it down here. This was actually Naval Directive 16134. Inappropriate T-shirts. All commanders promulgate upon receipt. The following T-shirts are no longer to be worn on or off base by any military or civilian personnel serving in the Middle East. Number one, eat pork or die, both in English and Arabic. You can do number two,
shrine busters. Shrine busters, as in blow up those mosques, various. Show burning minarets or bomb artillery shells impacting Islamic shrines. Some with unit locos.
And then number three, goat. It isn't just for breakfast anymore, both in English and Arabic.
Number four, the road to paradise begins with me, mostly Arabic version, some in English. Some show sniper scope crosshairs. The road to paradise begins with Dutch Jones.
Now, number five, I actually wore this one when I was in the military, along with another one I gave to Lewis. Guns don't kill people. I kill people, both in Arabic and English. I like number six.
Number six, pork. The other white meat, Arabic version.
Yeah. Number seven, infidel. English, Arabic, and other coalition force languages. Now, the above T-shirts are to be removed from post exchanges upon receipt of this directive. Now, I have an MP T-shirt that I gave to Lou to show him how small I was when I was in the MPs, because it fits him and it won't fit me anymore. And it said, join the MPs, travel to strange exotic lands, meet new and unusual interesting people, and burn down their huts. And I had another one that said, and kill them, but I don't think they make that one anymore.
Well, it's really interesting because you go back to World War II, and I actually have photographs of the Marine Corps. They had pictures of Japanese on the targets, and they had the big giant glasses and the buck teeth, and that was the targets, and they had other things like that. And frankly, if you're going to go to war, you got to laugh at your enemy. If you're going to go to war, you got to dehumanize him. It's all part of the deal, and I don't think that's an unloving thing to do, because remember, you don't kill him. Not only is he going to kill you, he's going to rape your wife, kill her
and eat your
and then
babies.
Burn her up with gasoline. Exactly. Yeah. So it's a loving thing to do. It goes right back to agape is the fulfilling of all law. If you go look at Romans 13, verses 3 and 4, you're going to see some pretty doggone tough speech. Now, there's two other things there that I saw. I don't know if you've got them there. It says, in addition, the following signs are to be removed upon receipt of this message. Number one and number two.
Yeah,
go
ahead and do those. Yeah, do those. You can do those.
All right. Number one, Islamic religious services will be held at the firing range at 0800 daily. I like
Make
that.
Sure you're facing right west.
Exactly. And number two, do we really need smart bombs to drop on these dumb bastards?
Yeah.
And absolutely. I see absolutely nothing wrong with that whatsoever. No. In fact, if you look in the Bible, Paul calls himself S-H-I-T. If you look it up, they use the word dung. If I don't do this, I'm dung. So.
Yeah.
And then when Elijah was laughing and scoffing at the 400 prophets of Baal, he says something to the effect, your God is using the latrine. In other words, he's he's covering his feet, which means that he's pooping. And he's laughing at these guys. So, and Jesus also, in Matthew 23, he just goes after the Pharisees like a wild, in a very, very positive way.
Whitewashed sepulchers, that's an insult. That's pretty bad. Calling somebody a dust-eating viper. Jesus did swear.
Man up. Don't be afraid. In fact, the chief of staff for Ulysses S. Grant, I know you guys are Southern boys, but the chief of staff for Ulysses Grant was a very devout Puritan, and they called him the profane Puritan because he said damn all the time and and hell. That was horrible. So he was the profane Puritan, but he was a good guy. And then Robert E. Lee, Stonewall Jackson, he had a guy named Dabney.
Yeah.
He started off as his chaplain and ended up being his operations officer because he was so familiar with warfare in the Bible that he started telling Stonewall Jackson about that, and Jackson made him his chief of staff. So going back to Code 20, I got some stuff to read here. I'll try to make it interesting. And for all of you, in Southern California, these First Amendment educational outreaches, Pastor Warren did one with me years ago, and it's very successful. We stood up to the queers in Visalia, probably about 10 years ago or so. About 10 years ago, based on the book of Nehemiah, where Nehemiah, before he went to build the walls of Jerusalem, he had his own form of Code 20, and the way he operated is he went to the king and got written permission to go to Jerusalem. Then he went to the king as part of that same request, and he requested cavalry. Today we'd call it police or sheriffs. And then when he got to Jerusalem, he operated and did recon in a military fashion, and then he showed his letter, and he had his cavalry there to protect him, and showed us all of the people, the survivors at Jerusalem, and told them we're going to organize in military fashion, in units, and we're going to sleep with our weapons and have a watch and do all of the rest of the stuff. And so he actually operated in a military fashion, and we talked about this before, he was a peacemaker. He had the people stand there with a sword in one hand and a trowel in the other, and basically he rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem, which is extremely important. Because if you look in the book of Galatians in the New Testament, frequently you'll find that Jerusalem is referred to as a metaphor for the church. It's very fascinating how that works. So we developed a program years ago using the same system. We've done this outreach 1,500 times, and I'm going to tell you right now, we kick ass and take names. We have never lost. We have never had anybody arrested. We have never had anybody battered. We've used it in Ohio, and we've used it in Missouri, and it worked equally there as well as it did in California. But what we do is we send, if we're going to do an outreach, right now I do them all on Islam, we send a letter with about 25 cc's, and I'm not sure if I sent you a copy or not. Did I, Dutch?
No, I have not received one like that yet.
I'll send you one tomorrow. But power, we send it to, for example, we did the city of Temecula. They're building a mosque. In fact, they're having a gigantic meeting on it tonight at the city council. We went to the entire, all of the authorities in Temecula. We went to the mayor, city council, police chief, city attorney, and we did a First Amendment educational outreach at the high school where we passed out, I'm not kidding you, like 800 flyers, and they were really well done, very powerful. And when we talked to the liberal media, because we called ourselves CCFA, Concerned Citizens for the First Amendment, we actually got the newspaper on our side. They understood how dangerous Islam is, and the reporter told me, Steve, I don't want a mosque in here either, but I've got to be careful what I write. But in case, I can use him later on. So it works really powerful. I used to do it with pro-life in front of schools, and actually the school newspapers would write excellent articles once I explained to them how the First Amendment works. Now, here's the real cool deal for Code 20. Before I did this, I had in Riverside County, I had maybe five people on board. Code 20. I'll bet you I have between 150 and 300 people on board with a basic incipient stages, working them a little at a time, a little at a time, feeding them a little bit at a time so that they understand, oh, okay, zip code, geography, geographic area, code, 20 people, watch the Muslims, and they're on it. They're like, wow, that's great. And I said, look, we all know Islam is violent. We all know that eventually they're going to attack us. Well, think, if we've got 20 people watching every Muslim terrorist in a geographical area, and they begin attacking us, aren't we already organized to go to the next step? And they loved it.
Yeah, the structure's already there.
50 to 300 people.
Great.
Yeah. In Southern California, I will go anywhere in Southern California all the way up to Fresno for free. I'll pay all my expenses. I do the entire letter. I have to go online. I have to find the mayor, the city council, the city attorney. I have to, also in that letter, I had the county of Riverside, the board of supervisors, the county board of education, the school superintendent, the principal. Then I got the State Board of Education for all of California, every member of the State Board of California. I got the district attorney for the county of Riverside, county council for the county of Riverside, and the governor of the state of California. Every one of them received this letter that I sent out. And in the letter, it very politely said, you will protect us or we will sue you into the ground. And we have never lost. I had two cop cars. Two motorcycle cops there. I had the school administration out there. We were so safe, so protected. Normally, in the old days, I was lucky to pass out 20 flyers. Between me and four or five other people that we got to the outreach, we passed out about 800, and we were able to explain to the kids and use YouTube clips. So now they're going to see Ayatollah Khomeini on a YouTube having sex with a four-year-old girl. And that this is based on the life of Muhammad.
Right.
And then they're going to see how the First Amendment is not absolute, that it can be regulated. And then I had two other YouTube clips on there, the one from Peter Hammond that shows how many Muslims on the ratio, and then the place goes crazy and they start killing everybody.
Yeah.
So everybody that's in the Southern California area, I will do all of this for you for free. Legal work, there's probably about $6,000 of legal work there, but I've done it for so long, I can do it like a cookie cutter. I'll do it for free for you.
Wow.
If you live out of state, if you pay for my airfare, my hotel, and my food, I'll do all of the rest of it. And I will be there with you. Like I did it in Ohio, and I did it in Missouri. I talked to the police, and I was the go-to guy. So they saw how I did it, and actually, we did it on a pro-life deal in Ohio. Planned Parenthood was so scared, so stupid, that they closed the abortion clinic for a full day. So for that day, they couldn't murder any kids.
Good. Well, Steve, yeah, you can't hear it, but we're playing the break music here. We're about to take a break, give you a break so you can run away and go get a drink and sit in your big leather chair with your cognac and your cigar. So you're listening to Stronghold Radio on Liberty Tree Radio with Steve Klein from Code 20, AbolishIslam.com. We're going to be back right after the break. I'm about to disconnect you, Steve, so you can yell at your wife or whatever thing you need to do. And we'll be back right after the break.
I'm a jihad boy. I'd kill infidels all day if I could, but Allah and my wives wouldn't take it very good, so I bomb when I could.
hot boy. Well, I got me five wives, got me a hookah. When sun comes up, I strap on my bazooka. One wife so ugly, I'm glad she wear a burqa. Thank Allah, I'm a jihad boy. Baba's dead and dead, and he died to be his human shield, sitting right by his side. He said, shoot women first and do it with pride. And thank Allah, you're a jihad boy. My daddy taught me young how to make me a bomb. I really think Americans are mean to Saddam. I make excuse that they just hate Islam. And thank Allah, I'm a jihad boy. Well, I got me five wives, got me eight. But when sun comes up, I strap on my bazooka. One wife so ugly, I'm glad she wear a burqa.
When the crash does come, when there is a natural disaster, during civil unrest, the last thing you want to be is a refugee. So check out DutchJones.info. That's www.DutchJones.info. We have the supplies you need and the information you will need. That's www.DutchJones.info.
Okay, I'm going to plug in Steve here. We're back. This is Dutch Jones. I'm Dutch Jones. This is not the Dutch Jones Show, however. This is Stronghold Radio coming to you from the church at Kaweah, and it is Tuesday. Don't forget Thursday, we have Pastor Warren Mark Campbell on here with Practical Christianity. But today, we get the treat of Mr. Klein. Are you there, Steve?
I'm here. Thank you very much. I have to put down my cognac and my cigar, but I will survive. At least I don't have to adjust my sunglasses and Speedo like the seals.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, we're discussing more Code 20 stuff, actions, the legal actions, the legal notification, which we must do before we do these things. We didn't do a legal notification when we went to the impromptu mosque event that we did up here when we did our first Code 20 event, because it was an open house. They were inviting people in, and we had counter plans that if it was violent, we knew the exits. We had stayed. I had gone to the building before the event. We knew how to get in and out. But if we are going to do it again, we will follow Code 20 conduct and do that ourselves. So I know a couple of the Code 20 people are listening going, hey, we didn't do any of that. We didn't see a need for it on that small of an operation, but it will become SOP in the future for us too.
Yeah, that's a different operation where you actually infiltrated exactly like 007. Next time you do it, you might want to get some of the hidden cameras with audio and stuff like that. In fact, a lot of my people do that, and that's all I'm going to say. So you don't have to, if we were going to go do a high school in the Central Valley, then we would absolutely do this, just like we did the queer parade in Visalia years ago. There's two different things. So this one here, you're coming in with supporting arms and everything else, because you're going to have the mayor, city council, the city attorney, and the police are all going to be on your side. I mean, you're coming in with tanks, nukes, and aircraft, metaphorically. you're going to win.
Right.
When using this system, you are going to win. There's no body bags necessary. They ain't even going to stand up to you. Never once has our people been battered, never been arrested, anything.
That's right.
So, and one of the things you might consider, now this is kind of a, American Congress for Truth is put on by a girl named Brigitte Gabriel. She's a diva. She's a good girl. But she's got 63,000 members, and she's got chapters all over Fresno and the Central Valley.
Great.
So you can join. You can just go in there, go to their meetings, and I can introduce you to their leaders now. They're all working with me down in Southern California.
Now, do you have a website for them or something we could post?
ACT, it's A period C period T period. It's ACT, American Congress for Truth, Brigitte Gabriel. And they list all of their clubs throughout the whole United States. Brigitte is B-R-I-G-I-T-T-E. It's French. Brigitte.
Yeah, we're going to
have Lebanon.
Point. Yeah, I've seen her speak, and we've played her videos here in the church. And and it's
she's
been
good.
She's I've heard her on the radio. She's called up Sean Hannity and gone after Muslims on there that were saying that, you know, oh, Islam is a religion of peace, and she brings up, she's great. I love watching her. She's a very articulate woman.
So she's already set the basic stage. The thing is, with she doesn't go to the RPM, religious, political, and military.
No. She's almost there.
But she's got the organization, and the meetings are open. So you can have me, you know, I can come up and stay with you guys, do the presentation up in the Central Valley, and all of a sudden the door is going to open, and I have at least 20 referrals. And I used to be the military analyst for Radio Jihad, which operated under the good name, huh? Radio Jihad.
I know, I love that name.
Yeah, I was the military analyst, and so I've got all kinds of ways that we can get into the Central Valley, and then you're going to meet some folks, and they're all asking for, okay, that's good. We got education, but what do we do next? Because that's
train.
Where Code 20 comes in. Yep.
Yeah, we train, we combine.
Exactly, and I presented it twice, and both times the people, we had about 15 people the first time, about 20 people the second time. They absolutely loved it. And then when we hit the streets and we go out, and then the emails start pouring in, and I'm not kidding you, I've got somewhere between 150 to 300 people now in just a month who are all interested in this Code 20. How does this letter work? How do we do this? And you see, you're going to make it real fun and easy. And actually, going to these high schools, doing it this way, I'm going to tell you right now, it's entertaining. It's fun. And if you use the Dutch Jones system where you just tell people, well, tell me about Muhammad, this perfect man. I mean, this guy, and we actually have the YouTube on our flyer that we hand out that talks about the Iranian Muslims who had Ayatollah Khomeini come and stay in his house, and under Islamic Sharia law, you can have a temporary wife anytime you want.
Whenever you like.
Whenever you like. And if the sheikh, the sheikh, the sheikh of the burning sands, we say sheikh, and they call it sheikh, but the sheikh, if he comes into your house and he wants one of your daughters, by God, he gets it. And you'll see it right there in the YouTube. I think I sent it to you, Dutch, I'm not sure. But I can send that out and you can post it on the website.
Yeah, we will.
And it goes through there where the little girl's 4 years old, and all night long the little girl is screaming, and this pervert's having sex with her all night long, the Ayatollah Khomeini, and they're talking about it, and then the Ayatollah Khomeini says to the host of the house, you look like you're upset at me, and he says, no, I cannot be upset at you, you're the Ayatollah.
Right.
And then the Ayatollah says, I know you're upset, but does it not say in the Quran that this is what I do, and they show you? And it's right there, so it's like, dude, these guys are sick. Well, once you do that, as Dutch, when you use that at that meeting, they just fell apart.
Oh, yeah, they didn't know what to do. They started looking at their watches, clearing their throats, mumbling under their breath. Oh, we got to go. We got to go.
Right. So, like I say, we can go up there, and this deal now, this letter, we're doing all of the Anaheim high schools, and Anaheim is overrun with Muslims. That's going to be insane. And we will have police protection there. They, you know, that's going to be insane. I've done Anaheim before. And we'll have probably 25 to 30 cops come out to support us.
Wow.
And then we're going to spread up through Los Angeles, and we'd be happy to come up into the Central Valley, anywhere in Southern California from Fresno south. I'll do it for free. I'll pay all my expenses. If it's outside, if it's Northern California, or, you know, I have to go to it won't work in Australia because you don't have a written First Amendment there, and they'll shut you down.
Wow.
But in the 50 states of the United States, I can guarantee you this system will work, and I'll do the whole thing. And like I say, it's probably worth $6,000 in legal costs to put this thing together. Plus, I've been involved in 6 lawsuits where we probably brought in close to $700,000, and I only got a few bucks. I only got $6,000.
Yeah.
and because of the way the law works in California. But this is a fabulous, easy way to get recruits and to start understanding how dangerous Islam. Real simple. I mean, it's just show. I'm going to show the YouTube clip of the two Arab dudes. I'm going to show a YouTube clip where they blew up the people in Egypt about Christmas Eve night. And you'll see people with their heads ripped in half,
yeah,
and their guts hanging out and their faces ripped off and
it's
burned
up. It's the in-your-face reality of what is being inflicted on the Christian world.
Exactly. Absolutely. And the Egyptian Christians are begging me. Every day I get calls, please, please, Mr. Steve, help us. And I go, dude, you got to create your own organization. So we're working on a political action committee. We got Code 20. So none of this is just talk. I tell you right now, Dutch Jones is for real. He's doing a great job, him and Pastor Warren. We are taking this stuff to the next level. It's all constitutional. It's all ethical. It's all biblical. It's all moral. And we're kicking ass and taking names left and right as we speak.
And Tuesday night, like we say, we focus on the Islam question. The rest of the week, we focus on all the other enemies of Christ. So a couple of people in the chat room are like, yeah, but the Muslims aren't the only problem. Well, that's true. There's a pantheon of problems out there that are affecting Christian freedom and liberty, and they're evil. Tonight, we focus on Islam, but every part of what we're doing, the infrastructure, the protesting, the training, the mental gymnastics that we get people to do so they are thinkers, will apply to any enemy of the holy cause of liberty. It doesn't matter who it is. I don't care if it's the Masons. I don't care if it's the UN. I don't care if it's all these Chinese camps that are going to be put around America in these federal zones. It doesn't matter. Let's practice on the Muslims first, because they seem to be the most dangerous right now. When another gopher pops his head up, we'll whack that gopher.
Yeah, and actually, why not learn using the Muslim template, and then after I show you how to do it, and I'm going to do it for you. So let's say that we do it in Fresno, and your hot subject is the New World Order, or abortion, or the fags, whatever. Okay,
yeah.
Whatever your hot subject is, I'll come up there and I will go through the computer. I will get the name of all of the authorities for the entire county involved in that jurisdiction, whether it's Fresno or whatever other little podunk cities up there. We'll do the high school. And I will meet with you. We'll go over the stuff. I'll teach you how to do it, just like Dutch picked it up. Like, it was so easy, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a great class. It was very simple. It's tried and true.
And then what I do is I take the letter with all of the CCs, all of the addresses, all of the fax numbers, because I fax it out to the city attorney, the mayor, the city council, the city manager, and then to the school district. I fax it, so I got a hard copy that everybody got it, and believe me, they go nuts. They go nuts in a positive way. They go nuts because they know game over. We won. They know. The city attorney and the district attorney are going to immediately tell them, do not cross their path. We know these guys. They will sue you into the ground because they know me. They Google me.
Right.
And they know who I am. They see my name. So when the newspaper called me up 30 minutes after I faxed out the outreach for Temecula last week, 30 minutes later, the newspaper calls me. I was stunned. It's never happened that fast before. And I said, wow, how did you know? He says, well, the cops faxed the letter on over to me. And then I did a Google search on you, and I saw a lawsuit you were involved in, all the outreaches you've done. He says, man, and that guy now is on our side. So then I take that letter. I have about 40 of these letters, like a cookie cutter, and all I do is the boilerplate, the common language in the letter, is basically it says something like, under the First Amendment, some people think that they can come out and batter us and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Of course, you know different, and there's a veiled threat that if we're not protected, we're going to sue you. So that goes out the same language, and then I have a list of policemen I've worked with in the past with their phone numbers for references, and then all I do is I change, like it'd be like Fresno High School or whatever the high school is up there, and the mayor of Fresno, the city council, the city manager, city attorney, district attorney for what county is Fresno in, Tulare?
Fresno County, and then there's Tulare, Kings, and Madera County, I think is the other one.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's saved under a Word product,
So then I'll leave you that. I'll give you all of the fax numbers, you know, the FAX. I'll give you all of the numbers, all of the address. And then if you want to go out and you want to do the New World Order or the Masons or the LDS or you want to do abortion or homosexuality, whatever you want to do, then you just change it. And guess what? You can use my attorneys. I have three attorneys, too.
Yeah. Because they get paid when they win, right? Isn't that how it works?
They get paid, yeah. In the state of California, it's a long story. In the state of California, if we prevail, we have 4 out of 6 times, and we're in appeals court now, and I'm sure we'll prevail on that one, then the attorneys get paid, like, it's a pretty big hunk of change. I think the smallest amount they ever got was, like, $30,000. And the most they got was around $90,000 or so, and I don't want to get too wound up on that one.
But beyond the monetary victories, what is it that you're really winning? I mean, you're winning the right to stand up for your cause.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Then if you want to go out and hand out gospel tracts, it's interesting. I tried to do it with the Gideons, you know, the guys that pass out the Bibles.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's too confrontational.
They're milquetoast. I've been reaching out to the Gideons for a long time. The ones up here are milquetoast.
They're all milquetoast. So then, when you get all done doing this, you will find code 20 type people in there. You're not going to find everybody, but I'll bet you'd be surprised. I would say 60% of the people are code 20 people, especially if you present this Islam thing. And I do the presentation that I do, that Dutch has seen, where Hashim Thaqi of the Snake with George W. Bush and all those guys, and then the 16 defense. Yeah, the 16 defense intelligence agents recruiting for terrorists. Excuse me. Doggone it. Take over.
Okay, yeah. It seems like we're getting hit with some kind of cold bugs the last few days, both of us. Yeah, in the presentation, you're going to see secretaries of state, both parties. You're going to see presidents, both parties, hugging these terrorists in the White House, in the battle zones. You're going to see military leaders from the Pentagon who shake hands with people who aided the butchering and murdering of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Christian girls. It's mind-blowing, and it's cold, hard facts that can't be disputed. That's the thing. I love cold, hard facts. I don't like propaganda. I don't like a snake oil show. I like, look, here's this guy. Here's him. Here's what he did. Somebody just sent me a picture of, I don't know, there was probably, 100 burned Sudanese Christians. Is that what you say? Burnt to a crisp. Somebody just sent me the picture on Facebook. They're laying there, their intestines exploding out, burnt to a crisp by Muslims. And the comments on the picture on Facebook are like, I can't believe anybody could do this. I'm like, Muslims will do it in a heartbeat to you. This is happening in Sudan now. I don't know how old the picture is. I don't think I can even put a link to the picture, but it's something that'll shock you out of your chair if you see it. Just row after row of burnt bodies that the Muslims did to the Christians because they refused to convert to Islam. You show that to some loudmouth liberal, he can't debate that. He can't say, oh, well, maybe that didn't happen. When facts are everything, the truth is everything. Let's say truth instead of facts. Let's say when Steve shows you the truth, it emboldens you to want to do this fight. It emboldens you to want to share this with people who have fertile minds and fertile hearts to join in the cause. How you feeling?
That's a great point. It does embolden them.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No. I was asking if you were okay.
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I've been struggling with this darn stuff. But once again, this Code 20, using this system, and all of Southern California, I'll come and do it for you for free. I'm going to Missouri to work with the Minutemen sometime in the next 5 or 6 months. We're going to present it. This Saturday at the training, I'm going to open it up with the, I'm going to show the YouTube clip of the Egyptian Christians that got decapitated and mutilated in the suicide bomber inside their church. And then we'll go from that and we'll show the clip with the Ayatollah Khomeini's having sex with the 4-year-old girl. It's just two guys talking, they don't show it. And then we'll show the pictures of all of our Republicans and Democrats honoring this nightmare murderer, Hashim Thaqi, the Prime Minister of Kosovo. And then we will show the photographs from
the Arab American Festival, which is sponsored by the CIA and the FBI, and they're all a bunch of blankety-blank terrorists. And then we will go into Code 20 and answer some of your questions. We're going to have Sergeant R., who saw 22 of his friends blown up by a suicide bomber in Iraq. Mm-hmm. He saw an Army captain who's now in the FBI give $300,000 in cash to known terrorists. He was there when they gave, I think, 50 AK-47s and a million AK-47 rounds to the police.
Wow.
The next day, the police walked out of the station for an hour
and left it.
Al-Qaeda walked in, took all of the AK-47s, brand new, all of the ammunition, and walked out.
Yeah.
He's going to be with me there. He also, the other day, he taught 300 soldiers how to shoot just north of, Hunter Liggett.
Yeah, Hunter Liggett out on the coast, yeah.
Exactly. So he's going to be there Saturday. I'm going to be there Saturday. I know that Dutch is an outstanding instructor. I watched him. He's the real deal. And we're going to break it up into two sessions, and it's going to be really good. I'll be talking about this letter and how you can recruit so simply by using this. We're going to have a great time. It's only $100 to come out. It's going to be a real good deal, and it's just a start. So if you can't make it, we're probably going to do 5 to 6 more throughout the course of the year.
Yeah, and we encourage you to make for the whole weekend. Spend the weekend here. Come to church with us on Sunday. Fellowship with us. Sunday, I don't know if you know this, Steve, but you're giving a Sunday school lesson in church on Sunday.
Proverbs 6:16, that God hates the shedding of innocent blood.
Yeah.
Think that one through. God hates the shedding of innocent blood, but if it's not innocent blood, God doesn't hate it.
No, it's just.
Exactly. So I'm going to let you go ahead and talk about the Christian principles of warfare while I kind of settle down.
Sure. I understand. I'm having a little, people are saying they're having trouble hearing the show. I wonder what's going on. Every day I battle people who say, I had this idiot libtard today who's a dear old friend of me, known me since I was 6 years old, go, how can you be a Christian and say the things you're saying and train to fight? And it's funny because this is a libtard who's a gun lover and who served in the military with me. We joined the Army together. And I hope you're listening, Tony, because I can't stand the thought of you anymore, the way you've allowed yourself to be wimpified. But Christians have biblical doctrine of warfare. You guys know it. Those of you that listen, and you Liberty Tree Radio folks, if you haven't heard me go on this before, it's there. It's in the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not commit murder. The opposite of that is thou shalt not allow innocent life to be taken, including your own. You have the right to use force to defend yourself against evil. What would Jesus do? What did Jesus do when he walked into the temple and he saw the money changers, the stinking Jews that were making money inside his father's house? He gave them a righteous warning, said, you have a half hour to get out of here. How dare you? You've turned my father's house into a den of iniquity. He sat down and he started to build a weapon. He started to build a whip. He braided a whip. Then he stood up and he kicked butt. Now don't tell me that you can accept what would Jesus do when he heals the leper, but not when he kicks butt. If you're going to be an inconsistent Christian, get out of my field of view. You're pathetic. What would Jesus do? And then they'll go, well, let him who is without sin throw the first stone. Okay. If you take that parable when they brought him the prostitute, that was because he knew that the Pharisees that had set that up, where was the man that was complicit in the adultery? That every one of them was complicit in the sin. He was talking to those men. Stop generalizing what Jesus says. Take each instant as it is. Test Scripture by Scripture. And there is a biblical doctrine of war, and there's a biblical doctrine of flight. And we pray that we know when to do which. And we will be imperfect as men and make mistakes. But don't think for a minute that when he said in Luke 22:36, sell your cloak and buy a sword, he was kidding. When Peter cut the ear off the Ethiopian when they came into the Garden of Gethsemane and he said, put that sword away. He didn't say throw it away. He said put it away. And when he said he who lives by the sword shall die by the sword, he was telling a parable. He was telling a sense of wisdom that if you make every decision with the blade of a sword, you will die by a sword. But if you are wise and use the full wisdom of Christian teachings, you will die an old man in your bed, because it's not true. It's the greatest generals in time, throughout time, have not died in battle. They've died in beds, old, crippled. So there's a biblical doctrine for Christians to fight.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, that live by the sword or you die by the sword, I think that's referring more to someone like the mafia who goes out and, like the Muslims, they do everything by the sword. And that's why we have in the United States Constitution, it's militia, not a standing army.
Yeah.
The militia does not live by the sword. They live by the plow and the mechanic and the scholar.
Yeah.
The cobbler. And then for a season, when they have to come together as the militia, self-defense, that's the only real reason why you have government, then as soon as the war is over, they go back to their old job. They do not live by the sword.
No.
Now, mercenaries, they are professional soldiers, and they still have to operate under a code of conduct. A mercenary, remember, the Swiss are famous. Good Christians. You got the Reformation came out of Switzerland, and almost all those guys were Christians. They made their living by being mercenaries, but they took care of their family, things of that nature, and they lived under the law written on the heart and the code of conduct. They only went to fight for those who had a just cause, nobody else.
Yeah, yeah. People are saying we sound like a TB ward or something over here with all the coughing. I think.
We're getting old. We're getting old. We need Stacy to help us out.
I think they're spraying us or something, you know, those chemtrails up there. Have to check to see if we got any crop circles around. That's a different show altogether.
Crop circles.
Yeah. So how many people what kind of numbers are we looking at? I mean, I don't know. That's not really a OPSEC thing. We got a good group coming up?
Yeah, we got the group for this weekend coming up. We'll see what happens. They're looking to see, you know, they're vetting us. We're vetting them. And we'll see what happens. The thing that... that's the next step. That's kind of like the way I look at it. We humorously went through the rules of engagement. You got your general military, probably what, 95%, 97% of the general military do not walk around with rifles and pistols, very few small. Most people don't want to be involved in that. So the Code 20 and doing the school outreach kind of, you start going and setting the stage. First, you got the people, they come to the conference. You might have 200 or 300, and out of that 200 or 300, you might find 20 who might go do one of these high school outreaches. And out of that 20 that does the high school outreach, you might have 10, or about half of them, will go to the next step to what we're doing. It's like the Green Berets don't have very many, the Marines don't have very many, but those small numbers absolutely terrify the 6 billion people of the world. It's amazing.
Yeah, force multipliers.
Many, exactly.
Yeah, we're to be force multipliers. We're not going to fight toe-to-toe with anybody. Like some of the, you guys in the militia running around in the hills with your airsoft? No, that's not what we're doing. We're force multipliers. That's not how we think. We think like gorillas, and you can't understand that on the left, you libtards. You can't understand that because you've been taught to think a certain way in group, in mass, all in lock goose step together. That's not how we operate. That's not how we operate.
They're watching Saving Private Ryan when what they ought to watch is the old Disneyland deal with the Swamp Fox, the old series from the early 50s. It was asymmetrical warfare where you leverage, you have a small number of people. Just like Gideon, he started with 30,000 and he ended up with 300. Today, he'd be a total monumental failure. What do you mean? You started with 30,000 and you ended with 300. Well, that's what Dutch and I are looking for. That we're looking for that.
Yeah.
And so
lappers versus nailers.
Exactly. The libtards. That's funny. Yeah, and we're only doing it for a season, and we're doing it biblically. We're doing it constitutionally. It clearly says in the Constitution of the United, or in the Declaration of Independence. It says alter or abolish and reinstitute based on the law written on the heart. It's known as inalienable rights. People can't even get that right. It's based on the old Bible. And Federalist Paper number 78 says the cornerstone of a constitutional republic is for the people to have the right
to alter or abolish and reinstitute, and we're doing it peacefully.
Yeah.
I'm going to shut my mouth because there's only a few minutes left.
Yeah, where the music's playing. Our God is an awesome God playing in the background. You can't hear it, but we'll try and set up so you can hear the music next time. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Stronghold Radio here with Steve Klein's alterabolish.com, abolishislam.com, code 20. I especially like to thank our friends over on Liberty Tree Radio. I can see now that we have 59 people listening. That's the most we've ever had at one time. We really appreciate that. And all you taking this stream and spreading it out over other networks and other radio stations keeps letting us know. Scotty, I know you're out there. We're going to get a transmitter to you as soon as we get the money to send it. We've already got it selected for you. I want to thank the Church of Cahuilla for letting us broadcast from this location. I want to thank everybody who gives the time to at least heed the words that come out across this radio station and Liberty Tree Radio and all the other hosts. And everything that we're giving you, we're giving it to you from our heart, whether it's Mark Kornke or Hammering the New World Order or any of the shows on here. We do it because we love you guys and because we want you to be there after the smoke clears so we can rebuild this nation the way it's supposed to be done. Get back to the founding principles of the original documents. So, folks, don't forget about us because we haven't forgot about you. DutchJones.info, DutchJones.info. Make sure you spell Jones, J-O-E-N-S. We need your spiritual and financial support. We have one foot in the spiritual combat, one foot in the physical combat. And there are needs that need to be met here as far as paying for the room, rent, those kind of things. We want to keep doing this kind of training, so contact us if you're interested. Definitely contact us. And we will make sure we include you in our next round of Code 20 training if you are so motivated. Thank you, Steve. And
thank
have
you.
Have a pleasant tomorrow, everyone. God bless you all.